something I guess I never really thought of that was that Indianapolis had such a vibrant art scene, but that's apparently the case.
Yeah, it's sort of surprising to me too, Sean. I'd been there as a kid growing up in Decatur to go to sports events, and had as an adult gone with my family for tennis matches and other sporting events in Indianapolis. And it was only really in the last few years that I started reading about some of the art museums and other cultural institutions in Indianapolis. And it's really pretty impressive for a city that size. I'd already had encountered the Children's Museum in Indianapolis. It's very famous. It's like the largest children's museum in the whole country, and it continues to keep adding really wonderful exhibits, enough to make me want to take my grandchildren there to see this new exhibit there about Spaceship Earth with a buildup of an International Space Station there. But as for the art museums, the Indianapolis Museum of Art is really a kind of a treasure trove of local artists, but then they bring in major exhibits. A few years ago, they had a major exhibit of works by Henri Matisse there that never made it to Chicago. So that Indianapolis was the place to go to see wonderful art. And then downtown Indianapolis has several museums, of which there's the State Museum, but then there's this Idle York Museum of American Indian and Western art. It also is a treasure trove of art from all the various cultures of Native Americans here in the United States. It's the only museum of that anywhere here in the Midwest. It's connected to the Smithsonian museums in Washington. And besides the Native American art, which spans all the various Native American tribes and cultures, they have a wonderful exhibit, permanent exhibit of American art from the West, beginning from the 1890s, when artists like George O'Keefe and Robert Henry Marston Hartley were painting out in Taos, New Mexico. And there's also art by Frederick Remington, major sculptures of his. It's really just a beautiful institution, and you just see a very extensive collection. And nearby, as I said, there are the State Museum, and the Children's Museum is also in downtown Indianapolis.
Do you think Indianapolis, especially when it comes to the art scene, is a bit overshadowed by Chicago?
Definitely. I think, you know, even growing up in Decatur, we wanted to get to Chicago or St. Louis to see art museums, and they're fabulous. But Indianapolis can bring in some wonderful exhibits, and it has a really lovely permanent collection of its own and ongoing exhibits that are worth a trip over there, I think. And then just an entire community has this kind of a cultural emphasis. There's a bike trail that goes through downtown Indianapolis and out to some of these cultural institutions, so you can really combine art with a bike trip if you're, you know, enjoy both things like that. And I think really it's gets underrated for what it has, and it's worth signing up to get their emails and finding out what's coming up next. I mean, they don't bring in major powerhouse exhibits every year, but when they do, they're really striking.
And Mary, while we have you here, also, you're of course based in Chicago. We're nearing the end of winter. If people are wanting to make a trip to the Chicago area, still some interesting things to do there as well.
That's right, Sean. Although the weather lately has been spring-like, if you really want to get a wonderful dose of spring, the Chicago Botanic Garden is running its annual orchid show right now at its site up in the northern suburbs, and that goes through March 26th. And each weekend, if you come on a weekend, there are orchid sales, so the orchids that have been in the show. And then there's also an orchid, Illinois State Orchid Show is going to be running at the Botanic Garden. So that's definitely worth a visit. And just all the major museums right now here, and you're still in February, Illinois Visitor Days are possible at any of the major museums in Chicago. So check their websites, and you can get your basic admission for free if you're an Illinois resident. Coming up at the Indianapolis Museum of Art is the Audubon Drawn to Nature exhibit, with features paintings by John James Audubon, birds and plants, and that's coming up here in March. So that's worth adding to your visit if you are putting together plans to visit Indianapolis.